Hier is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Is tyd vir jou misdaadverslag saam met kolonel Dave Miller. Colonel, how are you?
Pietra, I'm doing very well, thank you.
That's good. Awesome. We're talking about hijackings.
Yeah, hijackings. So we've got a few sort of modus operandis that are currently occurring at the moment.
Yes.
And we will throw in a little bit of the old blue lights and that thing as well in our discussion today. But the sort of in my specific policing area, they've moved away from the driveway hijackings,
yes,
and the robot sort of hijackings and
okay,
things like that.
Yeah.
It's not to say that it's still not occurring within the Pretoria area, within the Gauteng area. That does still happen. So, I mean, you know, obviously you need to be vigilant at robot intersections and stop streets and when you're coming home and when you're leaving home and places like that. It's always a good idea to be vigilant, especially for hijackings like that. So specifically in the Lyttelton and the Centurion area, we're getting a lot of delivery vehicles, buckies and trucks.
Okay.
So long distance hauls,
yes,
that are hijacked on the freeways. And usually what is happening, it is either crime syndicates that are impersonating police officers.
Yes.
Either driving in an unmarked vehicle with a dash light on, with a blue dash light, sometimes with false plates on, and they will be wearing reflector jackets or sometimes in full uniform, either Gauteng Traffic, Metro Police, or even SAPS as well.
Yes.
And then they will flag the vehicle down, ask for their drivers, for their permits and all their stuff and things like that. Sometimes those members will, the sort of fake police will drive away and then a secondary vehicle will stop.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they will execute the hijacking.
Okay.
So sometimes it can also be that there are corrupt officials that are legitimate officials that are stopping these vehicles for the syndicates. And sometimes they are part of the syndicate in terms of false police.
Yeah,
So it's very important for those that own companies that do transportation of goods and things like that. Get a program going with your drivers to educate them.
Yes.
Get a communication system going with them so that they are able to communicate with the base or with the tracking company directly to check and see and say, listen, I've got a vehicle that's trying to pull me over. I'm over this place and that place, and, you know, so that we can react if we need to react.
Yeah. I saw the other day a drive-through at one of the takeaways. There was a child that was shot.
Yeah, a very tragic story.
Yeah. So be vigilant as well, eh?
Yeah. So anywhere that it does, you know, unfortunately, we live in a society where violence is prevalent. And the criminal syndicates nowadays, they act without impunity. They are willing to be violent if the need arises. Okay. So if you are confronted, from our perspective, we always like to say, listen, comply with the instructions.
Yeah, yeah.
Give them the property that you have. Your life is worth more than that. On the other side of the table, if you have the ability and you have the proficient skills and the relevant equipment to be able to protect yourself and you are able to act within the bounds of the law and you're not going to endanger anybody else's life, then, you know, you're entitled to protect yourself as well.
Yes.
And it's very important to understand and to distinguish the difference between self-defense of property and self-defense of personal life. There's a huge difference in that. If you're not aware with regards to what it is and you do own a firearm, I would suggest that you go onto Google and quickly learn the difference.
Yes. Thanks, Colonel.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.